How very providential and wonderful it is that on this first Saturday of the month of August, which is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we should also have the feast of this great doctor of the Church, St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori. And of course, his name tells it all. He was of Mary. And all his life, he taught and preached and wrote many books, about 100 books, many of them having to do with the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Alphonsus, who was born in the area of Naples, of a wealthy family, wanted to become a priest, but his father insisted that he should become a lawyer first. So he did, and then he was very successful, and he was going through a case that he thought was secure and he was going to win, and then all of a sudden he made some very really ridiculous mistake and he lost. And it was the first time he had lost. And he decided at that very moment that he was going to abandon being a lawyer and pursue his vocation to the priesthood. So he was eventually ordained to the priesthood and began to preach missions throughout all of Italy. In the meantime, others aggregated themselves to him, and he founded the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, whom we know as the Redemptorists. And even in the horrors that have been visited upon the Church in the last 60 years, the Redemptorists, at least until recently, were one of the very best congregations in the Church. St. Alphonsus was later on called upon by the Holy Father to be a bishop, and he was one of his closest advisors. He eventually was made bishop of the diocese in the southern part of Italy of St. Agatha dei Gotti, St. Agatha of the Goths, but not too far from Naples, where he was born. In the meantime, the congregation grew and grew and grew. Eventually, it included cloistered nuns, as well as others as well. Now, towards the end of his life, St. Alphonsus had to suffer something that a lot of us suffer. Some of his closest collaborators betrayed him with some ridiculousness. Nothing, of course, true or real. But, of course, he was horribly hurt. And so he stepped down from being the superior of the congregation and retired for the rest of his life. And he was to live until he was 90 years old. But the last years of his life were lived in sorrow that some of his children, whom he had cared for and brought into the congregation and taught so many wonderful things, would have turned against him. Who knows what it was? I don't know it. But anyway, it is something that all of us have to undergo. And so we pray today in a very special way for those who have been hurt and betrayed by their own spiritual children. And we pray to St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori that we may learn from his writings and his example to love God above all else and the Blessed Mother after him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.